Here's a question. What sport is quickly becoming one of the most popular activities in the Minnesota State High School League? It's not lacrosse or wrestling, it's robotics. And Cook County High School is gearing up for its seventh year at the regional competition in Duluth. As part of the nationwide FIRST robotics program, the school has a team calling themselves Ice Storm, currently in the process of building a working robot from scratch that can perform a single task. Team Captain Nate Carlson tells us what their objective is.
The competition has a different game element every year. So between the years, we've played soccer, we've played basketball, we've done frisbee work, and last year we shot a giant exercise ball into an opening not much bigger than the exercise ball 10 feet in the air. This year, we just figured out that we are going to be stacking these shipping crates as high as we can with a trash can on top. And with the implement of a pool noodle, we're going to be graded based on our overall height.
Of course, by we, he means the team's robot that will be remote controlled by a team member. Under the supervision of faculty advisor Pete Johnson, the team splits into specialized groups to work on the robot's different systems.
There's actually a lot, and they all can sort of happen at the same time, which is the beauty. Right now, we're working on the programming while we're waiting for updates for the programming. Next door, we actually have people who are working on the engineering who are building our chassis. And right out front here, we have people working on our wiring.
I am Brandon Bokovich. I am probably the lead engineering member of this team. We currently have at least half the team here working on the chassis, attempting to put together, planning to modify off the base frame set that they have here to accommodate our needed specifications.
Brandon says his love of building things came at a young age.
I had Legos when I was a kid. That's probably the major factor behind this. It's a very close connection. I'm sure at least half the people, any of the people here that have been in this for a couple years know how it feels to put something together and make sure that it does work. It's a great feeling to have this come together and finally operate on the game field.
Well, I've been working on electronics since I was a little kid. I really started with soldering and making basic circuits for guitar. I was doing a lot of foot pedals and stuff. Through that, I started getting into computers and most specifically programming.
The club can also be an avenue for students like Morgan Wayrens-Welch to explore career options.
I joined robotics because I had sort of an invention idea, basically, and I lacked the skills needed to program it, to figure out the visual programming, and I spoke to Nate about that. And he suggested me that I join robotics in exchange for some programming lessons, and that's why I'm here. I've always had strong interest in dentistry, but computer programming would definitely be, I don't know, it's the future. It's really what people need to start doing if they want.
The team's 6 weeks of bot building leads up to a 3-day competition at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center. The team's safety officer, Bergen Soland, says the event can get hectic.
You wake up 8 o'clock, go to the competition, fix your robot, break it, fix it again, break it, rush to get competition, like, as you're getting the robot working, like, just seconds before the competition actually starts. And then, you know, it breaks during that round, and then you have to go back and fix it. It's a rush, but it's pretty fun.
Last year, the team came in 22nd of over 200 teams, just a few places shy of advancing to the next round. The objective last year of throwing a giant ball led to the creation of Potato Salad, a robot with hydraulic arms made for throwing. Carlson said the team's design was among one of the most unique there.
We do collaborate. So what we did this year was we had a bunch of people make different sketches. And what we had was me and one other person sat and we took everyone's sketches and sort of said, okay, how could we implement this to work? How could we implement this to work? You know, use crowdsourcing to our advantage so that it's not just all of us sitting there trying to build an entire design. Our final design is much different. Honestly, we can't say our final design yet because we go through a lot of changes. We find out a lot of things that, hey, you know what, this didn't work how it was supposed to. Okay, how can we fix it? And a lot of that troubleshooting just comes with the game, really.
The club is funded mostly by being sponsored by local businesses as well as larger companies like Medtronic. And they're always looking for more supporters for a program that's on the cusp of greatness.
I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse here, but I do believe we have a great shot. We have a great team. We can all work together. We just have to see how we roll the dice.
For WTIP, I'm Will Moore.
Whoa. Got it. Nailed it.